At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
941, 19 till 10. Joined now by Mike Haas, voice of the Saints. How you doing, Mike?
I am well. How are you, Tommy?
I'm well. I got a new dog at home, and I'm getting him. First of all, you and Deuce and Jeff are going to be entertaining him as well as myself on Sunday afternoons, just so you know that. And I'm also getting him used to me saying, "Directly," just in case. Because once you start, you can't stop. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever do it the first time. Once you do, you can't stop.
What kind of dog and what's his name? Yeah,
Teddy. Teddy, it's just a mutt, but 40 pounds of mutt. But I've been getting him conditioned to the Rattler because I don't want him to freak out. Tell me what you've seen so far about the quarterback competition, speaking of the Rattler.
It's fun, right? I mean, it's hard to read a whole lot into it. Yesterday it was mostly Shuck and Rattler. You know, they're running slant patterns at 7-on-7, at shorts and shells. You're kind of just looking for, I mean, they're both good passers, right? You're kind of just looking for, like, to me, initially it's command of the huddle. How do they look? How do are they able to change the play at the line? And they can. They both can, you know, move well out of the pocket, throw on the run, like to kind of bootleg, you know. And so you kind of – it's hard to get too wrapped up in completion percentage and stuff like that. You want to see how they're kind of doing from a command standpoint. What you really look for is, did anybody really have a really bad day, right? Mm-hmm. Because at this juncture, the quarterback should have – pretty good days. They know the routes. It's more about the installation. The OTAs were more about, okay, here's what, you know, the install. And now we're starting to really kind of see more of the execution, more of the situations. And so, you know, it's going to be a great competition. It really is. And, you know, today we have Jake was throwing some yesterday, and so I'm interested to see how they use them all, and as well as Hunter Deckers, the left-handed guy. It's kind of unique because you can actually do a drill. Jeff Nowak pointed this out. You can do a drill with 3 to 4 quarterbacks because you got a lefty. Mm-hmm. You could have two guys throwing, and then the guy, you know, on the far left,
oh, yeah,
throwing
with dropping
the
left.
So it's dropping back. So you get a lot of work done. So yesterday was impressive. I give the fans the star of the day because gates opened at 11, and it was not cool. No. And at 1:34, there were still Saints on the field doing some work and fans still around waiting for autographs. Kellen Moore was already doing his post-practice at 1:34, but yet they were still kind of practicing. They got a lot more accomplished and did a lot more yesterday than I was kind of anticipating for being outside for that long, kind of a, you know, not the first time they have been outside, but not for that length of time.
I would think one thing you could see or look for is from the OTAs, who's done their homework and who hasn't, or if one is more competent, not competent, but comfortable running the offense than the other, or did they both seem to know what they were doing?
Yeah, they both seem to know what they're doing. They both, you know, they're not, you know, they're only a year apart age wise. They're older, mature. For Spencer, he's seen it, you know, for Tyler, this is his, you know, fourth system. So, you know, it's hard until you kind of really get into 11 on 11. I mean, 7 on 7 is one thing, but there's no real pass rush, you know, until you really get to camp, put the pads on, and then, you know, practice with another team, go through the games. You have two home preseason games. So it's just going to be a slow process of, because there's not going to be, you might have a guy who didn't have a good day, and that will be the separation. Or maybe it's a guy who completes a couple of long passes. It's hard to say. They both look completely capable of running this team right now, but who's, you know, it's mini camp. It'll change in training camp, and it'll change in preseason games, and it'll change by the first week.
But did you get a sense, just even in mini camp, of the page has been turned when it comes to the organization with the new coach, Kellen Moore, and the way practices are run and everything else?
It's just, it feels different. It looks, I guess, you know, if you just took the coaches, if you just kind of closed your eyes, I walked you into to the practice facility or outside, opened your eyes and said, okay, here's minicamp. Could you tell last year from this year? No. Mm-hmm. Because both coaching staffs are kind of, you know, just watching and looking at each thing, and they're not, you know, running around and screaming. So it looks kind of the same, but yet, because of the people, mm-hmm. Kellen and Nussmeier and all of the new people, it has a sense of newness, a sense of different kind of feeling out there, which is kind of really what I wanted. I mean, just something different, something. Yep. Something new, something, you know, and so it's hard to make minicamp look and feel different when it's 7-on-7. It's special teams. It's it's stretch. But, yeah, it does. I would say overall, because of the new faces and everything that's new that we're looking at, it does have a very new feel.
What do they have the linemen do during this time?
Oh, those poor guys. I feel for them the worst. Mm. So, offensive linemen, you know, if you're standing at the practice facility, so there's a hedge to the far right. It's what separates the canal from the church next door. If you're on airline, this hedge is to the left. And I would say the offensive line spends 70% of the practice down by the hedge, mm-hmm. and down by the hedge is not an area I would call good, because that's where the sleds are. Mm. That's where all of the equipment is. They do a lot of individual sled work, working on, you know, positions and gaps. And they don't, and they, the first time that I really noticed them coming to the kind of the middle of the field was when they did some field goal work. And other than that, those guys put in a lot of just, you know, one-on-one time, situational sled work away from the defensive line as well. Now they come up for 7-on-7, and they're doing different things until they did some 11-on-11 walkthrough at the end of practice, literally no helmets, just walkthrough. But, man, the D-line and the O-line, it is a workout for those guys. While, you know, while 7-on-7 is going, they may be over pushing a sled around. So it's not fun for the O-line. They put their work in.
Tell me about receivers and
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BBs, what'd you see?
You know, it's kind of a, from a receiving standpoint, it's not necessarily, you're looking at Brandon Cooks, you know, you're looking to see if Bob Means can kind of make that next move. He was injured a lot. What about Pettis? Good to see, man, Shaheed looks great. Olave looks great. You know, Donovan Peoples-Jones is new. Mason Tipton was around, but can he kind of make the next stride? It's and from a DB standpoint, you know, it's what guys will step up. You feel like, you know, you're in pretty good shape with Alante Taylor and Kool-Aid and Tyron Matthew and, you know, a lot of these guys. But as we saw last year, Justin Reed back at safety. But as we saw last year, you know, all it takes is one or two injuries. And, you know, you have issues. And so you have guys like Rico Payton, guys like Isaac Yedem, Rajon Wright, you know. And so those guys, to me, are as important from a depth standpoint. It was good to see Tyron Matthew and Alvin yesterday. They weren't part of the OTAs. You wouldn't recognize. Oh, it just took us a while to find Tyron because he got his hair cut. Mm. And so he looks, if he wasn't wearing 32, I'm not sure we would have, you know, said, hey, that's Tyron. But it was just good to see those guys, you know, Taysom Hill, even though, you know, Taysom's, you know, pretty good ways away because of the injury, but just, you know, Alvin is just Alvin. He just comes out there when you want him to, flips the switch and becomes Alvin Kamara. So, you know, full participation, good to see, today, you know, in same situation today, you know, you're out there battling a little more cloud cover today. If you can get through without rain, and they're getting some good work in, and then they really take a pretty significant break, right? I mean, camp somewhere, I don't know, July 23rd, 24th, 25th, something like that. You know, they'll have a break in between now and the start of camp.
It'll be here before you know it, that. You know how quickly it goes by. Real quick, what are you looking for the most improvement this year? That would be the, I guess, the biggest difference maker improvement with the Saints?
The ability to have some semblance of a run game, right? Mm-hmm. When this team is at its best through the years, and I'm talking about 06, 09, 11, 13, you know, when they're good, when they've had great seasons, they've had a really good running game. And when you can't run the football, you put a lot of pressure on your quarterback and a lot of pressure on your offensive line, and that is not what this team wants right now. And I would say the same thing defensively, and it's a new system schematically. So, but if you can't stop the run, if you give up 5 yards to carry on, stop on the run defensively, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble. So those two things, as broad as it seems, are to me the key. And you've got people, but you really help your offense and take the pressure off that. Whoever that quarterback's going to be, if you can't run that ball, that pressure is going to be really tough on whoever that guy is.
And you said injuries before, and I thought about these freak injuries of people tearing this, just walking onto the field or at practice, this, that, stretching. I don't even think about that. Thank you, Mike Haas.
Nope. You bet.
Thank you, sir. Time. You bet. Voice of the Saints. We'll take a break. Come back. Newell Normand is back in town. He's next. We'll find out what he's got planned for us today here on WWL.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.